due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Baron Corbin knows that there's someone out there who is smarter. Someone out there who is better. And someone out there who's going to take away his United States championship.
Hi, this is Bobby Roode, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain, baby.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for December 2nd. Holidays today. It's National Fritters Day. Ooh. Ooh. Is there a fritter in there? No.
No fritter.
No fritters over here.
I should have texted you. Grab some fritters. Hey, we're brought Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver, where I bet you can get fritters today on National Fritter Day. Join us tonight for, that's right, UFC 218 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastern Road. There's one championship fight. Great setup, solid card. It'll be a lot of fun. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's tonight at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 218. Interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man. The full crew is in. Feel like it's visitation day here on the Pain Clinic because we get to see Double B, Brian Burke, and Peter Burke.
Good morning.
How you guys doing today?
Good. I'm not working for once. So.
Look at that beard. I thought the just Movember ended yesterday or 2 days ago, you know? You going to keep it?
We'll see. At least through Christmas, I got a couple Santa gigs I got to do. So,
gotcha. Oh, well, thank you for sure. It's nice to see you. It's been like 6 months, it seems like, you know?
Not quite, but
It's like the last time I wasn't here, you were. So it's like, and that might have been like, you know, kind of like the artiste. I haven't seen him in like over a year, but he showed up a couple times on the show when I wasn't here. So we're also joined by the boy who grew up on the show, Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And Danger Boy, how are you doing today?
I'm half awake, but I'm doing well.
Okay. You got up early today, huh?
Had to.
Yeah, I know.
Heat goes, you got to get fixed.
I know. You know what? It gets cold real quick. I'm sure your dog got up next to you, right?
No, he actually wasn't that bad. It was more him I was worried about. 52 in the house wasn't too bad for me, but...
It's terrible. I don't want 52 anywhere. You know, I mean, it's especially trying to sleep in
that.
Got
down to 37 during that windstorm last year.
Oh, boy. And, of course, manning the Twitter and Twitter and everything like that. It's DC Dan Cole. DC, how you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
Look at that. He looks like, it's like Tom Cruise with those shades on, you know?
It's not my fault that the sun is shining at such an angle that it makes it almost impossible for me to see.
I like your attitude. It's like, no, don't cover it up because we do need the light. You know, it's like, because we don't get that many sunny days.
You know, I'm willing to make sacrifices for this show. This is one of them.
All right. Well, and we're also on Facebook Live right now. All you got to do is go to our Pain Clinic on the Facebook page. And you'll see right now it's streaming live of Double B, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole and Peter Burke, they're all in the studio. I'm in the other studio.
Why doesn't this go on you all the time?
Why doesn't it go on me all the time? Because you can hear, you know what? You have to have like be able to hear. And so they're hearing me through the headphones that I've jacked up underneath the phone. Or Danny has done that. But they hear you clear as day because it's like live. You know, you're live in that studio. So it's, you hear rather hear three voices than just mine all the time.
You know, I did not appreciate you trying to be selfish and taking all the views from the Pain Clinic as a collective. when you went live as yourself. Yeah. That was kind of selfish, Cash.
Yeah, Cash sometimes is inept when it
you
comes
just see
to
when he goes live in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah, I've done that before. That's not. Don't do that when you're driving a long drive. Okay. Hey, welcome to the Pain Clinic.
Lots of thumbs.
Yeah, we got lots of stuff. We talk about things that you just don't normally talk about when it's light out. So, nevertheless,
hey.
Welcome to the Pain Clinic today. We got lots of stuff to talk about. We are still approaching another pay per view in a couple weeks, as well as I think we're talking more about actually the build up for the Royal Rumble. Seems like so many things have changed in the past week or two with what's going on with that. But before we get started, I just want to do a shout out to our good friend Luke Harper and his family, and welcome to the recent addition that they got yesterday. A new person to eat, sleep, and drink, and do all sorts of things in the Harper household. Congratulations, guys. Glad everything went okay, you know? I know that Luke had to hop on a plane from Peru to get back here just in time to catch it, you know? Not like he had a catcher's mitt and he was like going, come on, throw me a curveball.
How did I know that's where he was going to go after he said catch it?
You also don't know that's entirely true.
He
could have been sitting back there with a catcher's mitt.
He may have. If he's around, if Luke Harper, if you're hearing this, congratulations, buddy, man. What a great thing. And now we got a little brother for the big brother, and it's so exciting, and and it's awesome, and I can't wait to meet the newest addition as well as beyond that, congrats once, and that's pretty cool, you know. Well, let's talk about the world of wrestling.
It's just in time for Luke Harper's appearance on the new USA show, Damn Nation.
I was going to say, he's going to be on a national TV show after SmackDown this week, and he has what a week for him. New baby boy in the family, and it's just going to be, you know, just a great time in the Harper household.
Yeah, new baby boy appearance on a TV show, and we can thank him for breaking up the Hype Bros.
Yeah, well, that was like the longest breakup in the history of wrestling. It's like they only teased it like 9 months ago, and then they teased it when they built the team together, you know?
You know, it's pretty bad when you're getting beat down by your partner who just turned on you, and the crowd is chanting, this is awesome.
Yes. Yeah, that was kind of weird. I was like, I said, what crowd is this? Because they were chanting some, they had some weird chants that night, that's for sure.
They were special.
They were definitely, you know, it wasn't like they were in England and they could blame it on that, you know, but yeah, it's something that we all kind of knew was coming for a while.
And it wasn't the night after WrestleMania.
No, it certainly wasn't.
That weird crowd that cheers for the people they normally boo.
We always appreciate the announcers to alert us to that when, you know, but
Vince has to justify why people don't agree with his point of view.
Yeah,
that's right.
And by telling the announcers to repeat it.
Well, got a lot of things going on this week. I want to start off maybe talking a little bit about something we saw Monday Night Raw. And I know it's probably like beating a dead horse now, but Matt Hardy, what do you guys think of the Awoken? That's his new, instead of broken, he's Awoken.
I like what he's been doing on the internet this week instead.
He's been
Vanguard 1 was activated. Yeah. Senior Benjamin went and got his coat.
Yeah. It's been reinvigorated. And the funny thing is then it comes out from TNA this past week that they're going to allow people to use their stuff even if they created it on their TV show. So I begin to believe more and more and more, and this was Jeff Jarrett saying you can't do that when he left just to be a jerk or something. Or he had something to do with that. Because I can't imagine, I mean, the guy who's running it, Ed Norton, I think it's Nordham is his name. But
yeah.
He's like, he doesn't care. You know?
Well, Anthem can't afford to spend the money on the court case anyways.
Sure.
So, I mean, and it didn't look like they were going to win because it was made up by Matt Hardy. But, you know, it's a slippery slope when you say people, our contracts from here on out will say they can use the property we come up with outside of the company. That's something you've never seen before.
Well, but they've done it anyways. You know, I mean, back before they were, you know, before they were had any significance, we would see like the X Division guys coming in town here wrestling on shows.
Well, yeah, but they made up those names.
Yeah, no, the names that also like, you know, they have
the characters and everything. But like to say that, so if the Hardys had been working for Vince when they did the whole broken thing, the same thing would have happened. They would never be able to use broken outside of the company.
No.
But because it was Impact Wrestling or TNA or GFW at the time or whatever it was, that's why it got the bad rap. There was no doubt in my mind that the same exact thing would have happened in WWE.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've seen it. We've seen it every single time.
Cody Rhodes can't use his last name.
Yeah. You know, remember when the Outsiders came to the WCW? They had to go by their real names. Formerly known as Diesel, Kevin Nash, you know, I mean, It was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a fine line. And they got sued over that anyways because they acted like came up from up north. You know, they were using those lines. Guys came from up north. That's back when the days when WWE was up northeast and WCW was like south
was
of
New York and Atlanta.
Yeah, it was in New York and Atlanta. Those are pretty much it. The guys down south. So.
Yeah, Vince kind of shot himself in the foot with that that lawsuit, though, by doing the billionaire Ted skits.
True. And, you know, it probably was a wash in the long run. Just a lot of, you know, men with a lot of money wasting it in courts. But, you know, so, yeah. And, well, so Matt Hardy's pretty much going to bring back the broken character. I mean, as soon as he started deleting, you know, it's like, okay. He kind of went crazy. And then the fans followed immediately. It's just, I have a bad feeling that eventually it was going, you know, that they were going to forget if it was too long. And that's what I was, and do you think it may have?
Well, if it went much longer, I don't know if Matt Hardy would have had a job. Or been on TV at all. He was kind of fading quick, especially since Jeff's been out hurt. They didn't have much for him.
I know. He became, you know, he was like the one who was losing to most of the
to
bigger
Elias.
Yeah, well.
He wanted to walk with Elias, and he could not.
Not many men can walk with Elias.
Not many can.
But, you know, the Elias.
I like Elias now, by the way.
Me too. I like this little concert going on in the ring this past week, you know? I thought that was definitely interesting that he, you know, that I mean, I don't know. I like him. I don't hate him. He reminds me a lot of, like, those muscular guys from, like, the early 80s. A lot of, like, you know, the Steve Dr. Death Williams or those guys who were just, like, you know, just completely, you know, didn't have, you know, solid characters but had, like, the look that, you know, Vince McMahon loves, you know?
You just made a whole bunch of people turn over in their non-existent graves by comparing him to Steve Williams.
Okay, I'm giving him too much credit. Steve Williams was a great amateur wrestler as well as a professional wrestler. I don't know about Elias because I haven't seen him do much, you know? I mean,
I think he's still kind of greenish, but he's got the character down even though he can't play the guitar that well.
Yeah, well, he plays the guitar okay.
That's part of his character.
I know, part of it is that he doesn't play it that well, and I like it. It's grown on me.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty much the same thing he was doing down in NXT.
He wasn't doing he wasn't playing the songs and everything.
No, but he was walking around. I mean, it was part of.
He was drifting.
Yeah. He was the drifter.
I do miss the money in the guitar strings, though.
Yes, definitely. But yeah, well, I mean, so Matt Hardy was his designated loser for like the last couple of weeks. Matt Hardy broke, and then quote unquote awoken. And we'll see how far they go with it, how far they allow him to go with it. I mean, it seemed like, you know, you got to figure, I was assuming they were going to do it as a tag team and maybe have him split with Jeff and kind of try to reinvigorate that. Remember how when...
That may have been the plan at one point.
The broken heart. Yeah.
Out for the next forever.
Yeah, it was because that's how it was in TNA. That's how they brought Jeff back in because Jeff was coming off an injury and Matt got broken. And then they had a feud amongst each other.
Brother Nero.
And they made him his slave or whatever. He's doing, you have to be my servant.
And then all of a sudden he bought in.
Yeah, and then he's like, yeah.
Okay, I'm in. Yeah. Then there's a draft that was George Washington. And
that's some good stuff.
Haven't ever watched it, go online and find it.
Yeah, you can see, this is why Matt Hardy got rehired by the WWE. It's a lot of this because of the originality of the storyline. And, you know, he did have some help with writers. You know, JB was one of the guys who went down there and did stuff with him. And I'm trying to get JB on again.
I think JB filmed most of it.
Yeah. You know, they just closed Impact's offices down in Tennessee. You know, it's first time in, was it, 2002? They closed them and they moved them. They're all moved up to Toronto. So I wonder if JB's moving up here or if he's going to be like, you know, driving back and forth or flying back and forth every time they do like work up in the studios.
Well, he can hop right on a plane from Toronto to London.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you can see he might be married now, as far as we know. He was engaged last time we talked to him, so. But I've been searching out. Actually, I was trying to get a couple of people I've been, like, dabbling to get on this show. I tried to get Emma, or formerly known as Emma, Tennille Dashwood. And Tennille's just taking bookings right now. That's what I was told by her people. She's not doing interviews or anything. It's like, I said, we're kind. We won't be mean. There's nothing to be mean about.
Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You may get more bookings if you do some interviews. I mean, that's why people come on. They promote their books, their appearances, and everything else. But
she'll lose bookings because she can't talk.
Yeah. If you follow her on Instagram, most of her pictures are like from exotic locations. It's like, I mean, seriously, she saves them all up, and you know, or she pretends she's flying out to the Bahamas every week for a month. Yeah,
her asking price, from what I understand, isn't that low either. So
no, we talked about it last week. It was $2,000, and then it was like plus her flights and hotel.
Well, it's $2,000 for international. It's $1,500 in the States, which honestly, it's she's not going to draw, like, at $15 a piece, she's not going to draw 100 extra people for you, probably. But that's not unreasonable compared to what some indie people get.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you saw what Ellsworth was asking for.
Same thing.
Yeah, you know, which, and apparently, UPW is going to be bringing Ellsworth to town sometime this year coming up. So, hopefully sooner than later, before people forget who he is.
Yeah, you got to strike when it's hot. I mean, good for him. All talk backstage was that he was a great guy. He sat there. He did his job. Everyone liked him. Good for him being able to make money. If people are going to pay him that, I can't blame him for taking it.
Yeah, me neither. Really. We're going to break on that right now. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at that number. There we go. Hey, the music was playing. Yeah, you can text us at that number as well as you can give us a call. We'll come back, talk wrestling. We got a lot of stuff. I want to talk about how the buildup for this Philly NXT is kind of coming and your thoughts on it, too. So give us a call, 222-1280. I got to get that out correctly. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
It sounds like Elias wants to walk with the big dog. You got it. But before we do it, I want you to look over there at Curtis Axel. I hope you can sing with one of those neck braces on, because after tonight, you might have to wear one.
Their selfishness and jealousy led them to make a very bad decision, and they should have never interfered in the Survivor Series match. But Shane, you too, sometimes your temperament can get the best of your better judgment. It happens all the time.
Park and Park got me $20,000 cash award.
At Park and Park, we understand a good attorney knows the law.
But a better attorney knows the judge.
Call now!
Hi, this is the Monster Abyss from Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC, Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B, Brian Burke, Peter Burke, and you. And maybe the Revival will be back sometime soon. I'm guessing the healing is happening.
Yeah, it was a bicep tear.
Yeah.
So a couple months more, maybe, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a couple months, hasn't it?
I think it was like July-ish.
Okay, man.
It was like 3 weeks after the other guy came back from the broken jaw.
Yeah, I was going to say, one guy comes back, the other one goes down. Hopefully, we actually get to see what they can do. And, I mean, we know what they can do. We've been watching them in NXT. Which brings me to NXT Philly TakeOver. Now, I think they've announced, and it's like they've done a bunch of TV tapings, and there's a bunch of spoilers, but they do have a main event for...
They haven't announced the main event yet.
Oh, they haven't?
They've announced that they're having the matches towards the main event, but the main event will be built up over these matches.
Well, let's talk about the main event then, because we know what it's going to be. Okay, the main event for the... It's going to be Gargano versus Almas, the champion. What is it? Cien? I can't... That's how they
say it. Andrade Cien Almas.
That's it, yeah. We're going to get... Gargano, who I believe won a peck off. No, what was it again? Him and HBK were doing the
Ab off.
That's what it was. I guess apparently that's what you do. You win that, then you get put in the main event of the next NXT.
Well, they've been building it up with him losing and losing. It's the same thing they did with Sami Zayn for a while. He kept losing and losing, and then they're like, oh, you got to work your way up, and he went on a winning streak, and that's what will happen over the next couple weeks, and... Then we get the main event.
Yeah, well, then we have the return of his partner, which will probably have something to do with that eventually, don't you think? Do you think that's what I was going to ask? Is, do you feel this is a buildup for his partner to come back from his injury? And
still might be too early. I think it was May. The May takeover is when he got hurt.
Yeah,
and with a torn ACL and the ankle injury, I don't know. I don't know how much you can rehab when you have both injuries going on.
It's true. And I mean, he even worked with the injury, too. I mean,
he worked with the ankle injury that he probably shouldn't have worked with, and then tore his ACL in the match. So it's very unfortunate. But at the same time, I would love him to come back. I think it'd be a great way to end that.
Well, we're talking about Tommaso Ciampa. So for those of you who don't know, he was his partner. They were in that incredible tag team match we saw up at Survivor Series NXT in Toronto. And And then it's just, unfortunately, injuries have hurt them. You know, they've had quite a few shots at the title. And then the last one, yeah, Ciampa came in hurt and got even worse.
He messed up his ankle 2 days before, worked the match, tore his ACL in the match.
And then came out and still did the heel move, even though he was hurt already.
Yeah,
he still went to, you know, split the team up and everything. So he may be, who knows, maybe we were just expecting a little bit too much. But, oh, I hear police everywhere out there.
Do you ever feel like your building is being surrounded?
Yeah, it's either that or Big Papa Pump's in town, you know. But
if you hear him.
But you know the thing is
Gargano on the show have outstanding warrants? We are on Facebook Live.
Is Gargano the is he the next champion? I mean, do you think that Almas will drop that to him?
No,
it's too early. He hasn't really built up the rivalry or anything yet. You know,
well, he kind of won the title out of nowhere too, but.
True.
I'd say keep it on him, though. I mean, the way he's been going. I mean, we talked about this a little last week. You know, he came in with such momentum, lost it all, and has totally turned it around. He's one of the hottest guys on the roster right now.
Do you think people are attributing it to his new manager or his, you know?
Well, she's great, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
She, some of the stuff she did during the takeover match was fantastic, and everything she's done since she's come in. But I think they brought him in as a face, and he's not a face. He's more of a heel. And then they brought him as a face. They built him up. And then his first big takeover match was against Bobby Roode, debuting with the Glorious gimmick. And it's like, of course he's not going to get over after that.
True. Yeah.
But he's, I mean, since then, he's been great. He does very well in the role they've given him. And
we saw a pretty good match with him and Drew here in Rochester. Probably one of the best matches of the night for big guys, at least. I mean, I've never realized that he was...
Drew McIntyre is huge.
Yeah, I never realized how big he was. I mean, he obviously has gotten much bigger than when he first debuted. When he was part of 3MB, he was not that big.
Well, he's not one of those guys that you think is overly tall either, but he's like 6'5". He's a big guy.
Yeah, and it is true that he did get hurt in that match, tore a bicep, so it's like he's going to be out for a bit. But we always figured he was debuting in SmackDown pretty soon after that, and now it's kind of going to get delayed.
He's trying to target WrestleMania weekend to come back. Possibly on the takeover, but the initial prognosis is probably a little longer than that. So we'll see. We'll see how quick he heals up.
I still think back to that takeover and what a great night of wrestling that was from beginning to end, and how it was a much better show than I thought. Survivor Series is good, but this was, you know, I mean, I was way more.
Survivor Series had like two or three good matches. Everyone on takeover was pretty good. Women was a little choreographed, but.
Yeah, I mean, well, they, you know, had to figure out a champion, so
some of the moves, like the double eclipse there at the end, you could tell it was being set up that way. The way no one naturally stands over someone like they did, so it was a little choreographed, but overall, the entire show was good, really good.
Yeah, and well, I mean, you want to talk choreographed? Talk about the War Games match, you know? I mean,
there was definitely spots there.
Yeah,
but then there was Killian Dane too, who was awesome.
And apparently, he's going off on his own now. It looks like he might be becoming a singles down in NXT. I can't imagine he'd be down there long either. He's a great big man worker, you know. He should be up. If Joe can be up in WWE, this guy can be up in WWE.
Well,
you know?
He did work the Andre the Giant Battle Royal last year.
Yes, he did. That's right. He did get his moment of glory. He did not win, but if he'd won, he probably'd still be on TV. But he'll be back. I mean, he definitely is a, you know, I think he impressed a lot of people in that War Games
match. Oh yeah, really quick, we got a comment from Ivan on the Facebook Live. Ivan downstairs who lets us in every day.
Yes, he's a man. He keeps us safe.
He's asking if the Daniel Bryan article he read about Daniel Bryan saying he's being cleared to wrestle is true. Daniel Bryan himself has said that he is pretty much right there and being cleared. He keeps seeing every doctor he can, different doctors, to get cleared. He said chances of him wrestling again are about 85%, but chances of him wrestling in the WWE again are about 15% because they got to worry about their shareholders and everything in case something did happen. So his contract's up in September. That might be the earliest we see him wrestle.
Really?
But he's probably going to wrestle again.
Yeah, and well, there was rumors floating around this past week. I mean, he obviously is going to be doing a heel turn on SmackDown because he's siding with the heels right now. How they get to that point and where that goes, obviously it's going to build up to a WrestleMania match.
You know what I'd really like to see done?
What?
A double switch.
Have Shane go heel?
Have Shane be the heel, Daniel Bryan, Owens, and Sami Zayn end up as the faces at the end of it, which... When they do stuff in Philly in a couple weeks for Royal Rumble, that's probably going to be the way it is anyways. But
so many people are thinking they were going to get fired because of some of the out of ring, you know, because of what happened on SmackDown, that live SmackDown from England, and, you know, with them not doing the right thing at the end of the match with the New Day. And a lot of people felt that they were going to get fired. I think they're going to get traded. That's, I think they're going to go to.
It's got
to
be a big trade because there's, if you pull them off, there's really no huge star power other than Randy Orton on SmackDown.
AJ Styles?
What are they doing with AJ right now?
Yeah, he's kind of in limbo, right?
Anyone in Jinder Mahal is not a main event feud with me.
No, and AJ last week got to beat up the Singh brothers, and it might be the last time you see the Singh brothers in the WWE. It was kind of looked like a send-off after Jinder Mahal came down after the match and beat them up a little bit.
Yeah, so. word is they're going to be 205 or NXT bound.
Oh, well, you know,
they were on 205 and NXT, so.
I've heard they might be bringing another guy in with Mahal, too. You know, another, like.
Come on, Khali. Bring him back.
That was terrible when he came up. Well, big surprise, a guy who can't move. Yay. Yeah, no, we'll see what happens. But you might have seen the last of them on SmackDown this past week as they lost to AJ Styles. They're kind of annoying anyways. I mean, I know it's the character that they built for him is to be annoying, but. They weren't, I don't feel the crowd feeling either way about the former champ there, Jinder Mahal. It just feels very, do you feel that the crowd's not spiking when he's out either way? I mean, yes, they boo him when he comes out, but then it gets quiet when he's cutting promos.
He's not interesting.
Yeah, he's not getting what they want. That's why he's not champion. I mean, they went from possibly doing 4 dates in India to doing 1 because they didn't sell any tickets. It doesn't help they were charging an arm and leg for tickets in India, but they weren't selling tickets, so they did 1. They're doing 1 night.
Arm and leg.
He's Canadian? That didn't help either?
Yeah, but that doesn't have, I think it has anything to do with it because he, I mean, even when Hassan was like, he goes, I was born in America, but you still treat me like garbage, I mean, that was his whole perspective, I mean, no one cared where they came from.
Speaking of people caring, though, it's very interesting that Raw this week only outdrew SmackDown by like maybe 100,000 viewers total.
Really?
Which is something that's outrageous.
They are. I think those are scary numbers. I think, I think, I hate to tell you, but I think Impact might be outdrawing Total Divas on E too, because you've seen the numbers for Total Divas. They're dead, it's in Impact's range,
And what says Impact doesn't have nearly the clearance that.
But they're about to. We had in the news last week that we didn't get through is that they're being picked, that their station is being repicked up by Dish DirecTV, I think it is. And so they're going to CBS and Dish Network. So we should be able to see the Pop TV channel on more of those systems as well. And we get kind of the day after. Pop TV is on our cable system. It's just you don't get to see it live. You get to watch like the replays of Impact. Which if you look, what channel is it again?
1002.
Yeah.
For those who have Time Warner or
Spectrum
Cable.
Yes, Spectrum
Cable. You still have to go to like timewarner.com or whatever it is.
Yeah, and you got to scroll on the bottom to find Pop TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it seems like every week we're in here that they're talking more and more about people leaving Impact. And now we get to, I saw that, what's her name, Lauren?
Laurel Van Ness.
Laurel Van Ness has, asked for her release. And then, I didn't realize until this week that she's also Zack Ryder's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, there's spoilers involving her that make it very interesting that she wants to be the one to leave.
Yeah, they've said she's asked and they're not going to give it to her immediately. But I didn't realize she was Zack Ryder. He had Emma, now he had Laurel Van Ness. It's
good
like,
for him.
Yeah, he's sick. But he just broke up with Mojo, though, so he's got a lot of time on his.
Mojo broke up with him.
Yeah. Oh, Mojo broke up with him. Mojo was tired of losing. So this is the match that they were building up. I thought we were going to get for WrestleMania last year because they were figuring it was the teasing of them losing and everything. And then Zack Ryder had to go and get hurt, and Mojo did nothing, at WrestleMania.
He won the
Battle Royal.
Yeah, I know, but it's like.
With help up from Gronk.
How come he's not coming out with a trophy, No.
Gronk has it.
That's right. Gronk actually tweeted about Mojo this week saying
he's not happy with him.
He's not happy with him whatsoever.
Gronk is playing the baby face.
Yeah, 222-1280 star. Well, people.
Not cool, bro.
I got to tell you, that's exactly what it was. It's like he's like, what's his name? Principal PC or whatever?
PC Principal.
That's what he reminds me of, So we're going to go to break on that. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. We've got a lot more news to cover and other things as well. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you come out tonight, Salvatore's at the garage door. I'm going to be bringing some of the WWE books with me to give away during the pay-per-view, the top 10 books, maybe a couple T-shirts too. So you might get some early Christmas gifts from the Cash Man if you come on out to Salvatore's at the garage door tonight for UFC 218. And no, if you work on the show, you can't get that stuff. Are you going to say Danger Boy?
No.
Okay. It looked like you had something to say.
No, I was going to make some witty comment about early Christmas gifts from the Cash Man, but
yeah,
I don't want to end up like all the other celebrities getting fired this week.
Oh, no. I have no idea where he's going with that, but I'm a Boy Scout, so I have no idea what you're talking about. Nevertheless, we're going to break. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
They did them in the name of competition and trying to grab the brass ring. And like I said last week, in those two guys, in Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, I see real talent. If we fire them, ultimately, they're just going to end up on Monday Night Raw.
Great, that'd be my sister's problem.
I was the woman to stick the flag into the ground and single-handedly erase the word diva from the WWE dictionary. I was the matriarch of the WWE evolution.
You maniacs, Hulk Hogan, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic, so what you gonna do?
You know, let's keep it right here for another half an hour at least. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined by Danger Boy, Double B, Brian Burke, DC Dan Cole. Peter Burke's joining us here, too, and you. And we want to thank you for listening, talking about a lot of things. Danger Boy, you weren't here last week.
No.
And
I was in the hot tub of love.
That's right, with Brian. You guys were up there but scrubbing away. I know it gets dirty.
Oh, there's a lot of scrubbing.
Oh, boy. I don't want to know about that. Nevertheless,
a lot of hair in the drain afterwards.
Oh, good. But Danny and I talked a lot about the sudden infusion of NXT women onto Raw and SmackDown. And now, well, another thing we talked about is now I think we totaled it up. There's 20 women who are wrestling now on WWE, on SmackDown, and
Seems
Raw.
Like a good amount for a Royal Rumble match.
That's kind of what we talked a little bit about. But what do you think about Ruby Riott showing up and, you know, some of these girls that we've seen in NXT for the past couple, year and a half, 2 years?
Well, an interesting thing is a couple of the girls we haven't seen really in NXT. Like, Mandy Rose was kept off TV on purpose.
Yeah. We saw her wrestle here in town. Her and Vanessa Bourne. Remember? Ooh, Vanessa Bourne. Ooh, I can't wait till she shows up. But nevertheless, yeah,
you were looking at the wrong person in that match.
No, well, I'm sorry, but both. Yeah, it wasn't bad either way. We'll say okay.
But Mandy Rose has been working a lot, and they really like what they have with her. You know, she was on Tough Enough there, and looks a lot like
and
Trish
a Total Stratus. Divas. She was on that last season of Total Divas,
and she looks a lot like Trish Stratus.
She does. Oh man.
So you know, it'll be interesting that when they start actually doing the wrestling part with them. Sonya Deville is kind of newer. She's been on TV. We actually saw a match with her and Ruby Riott. I think it was this week on NXT, last week, one of the two. But you know, she's still a little green.
She's a big girl. I mean,
no, Sonya Deville's a small.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking of Sarah Logan.
Yeah, Sarah Logan.
Yes, but Sonya Deville. She's like the one with the MMA experience, right?
Amateur MMA. If they wanted, like, Shayna Baszler would have been a better choice if they were going to play the MMA gimmick. But
sure.
But they got plans for her in NXT currently, and then probably WrestleMania season. But, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they protect them and everything as they're breaking in. Sonya Deville is a little on the newer side.
Well,
of,
so far all these new girls have been the excuse for why girls are out, you know, injured, quote-unquote, doing movies.
you know,
you knock someone out, they got to go do a movie for a while. So that's why we're not going to see Becky Lynch for a while, because she's in the new Marine movie that they're making, at least for a few weeks. You know, they keep talking about her injury, and it's like, yeah, okay. It's not stopping her from working in the movies, I guess, but... But yeah, no, and then Paige, of course, Paige. You know, we know Paige was backstage for like a couple weeks before she re-debuted, and
it's interesting that Ruby Riott gained a T in her name too when she came up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that there probably was some sort of trademarking against.
Oh, that. Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly.
Yeah, there's probably a band named Riott, I believe, that may have had something to say with that.
She gained the extra Z test style.
I do like the Riott Squad though. I like the name of the group, you know, and they come out.
I like Absolution.
Yeah, Absolution's great too.
I wish there was
yeah.
better women in it. Yeah,
well, you know, I mean,
like better wrestling women. Mandy Rose doesn't really fit that stable at all.
She doesn't. We haven't really seen her work a lot, you know. I mean, we saw her though. I mean, when we were there in town, she was doing all the house shows and everything.
Yeah.
But they really haven't done anything yet. They just pounded people outside the ring. We haven't really seen a good match from any of these new girls yet. So.
Oh, and kudos to WWE for creating two female stables and checking the name before you use it.
Yes.
Yeah. What was that last one?
Submission Sorority.
Submission Sorority. Yeah, I like that Paige is going after Asuka, man. I like that, that because, I mean, you know, why not go after the top girl? And it's like...
Because she's not ready for Asuka?
She's not ready, no. But, I mean, but you know, she could... She's
no one's
got,
ready for Asuka.
She's got Absolution with her. They could stop Asuka, and then, you know, she could get an easy win on her. You know, we'll see how that works
out.
You
know who they should have fight, Asuka?
Who's that?
Lio Rush.
Lio Rush may
oh,
not...
Oh, he's not fighting anybody.
Yeah, I believe... I'm glad you brought that up. Lio Rush, newest NXT signee about 3 months ago, now may not even be with him anymore because of that... Because he kind of tweeted and poked fun at Emma getting cut. And
I don't think it's so much the fact that they are mad at him for making that. I think it's so much that he pissed off so many people by doing it. Yep. And they're like, hey, kid, watch your back. I mean, he was quick to apologize, so that may have saved his job, but he hasn't wrestled since.
I know. And he did apologize very quickly after he posted his original slam at Emma, but and then it may have saved his job, they said, but he may be off. He might be punished right now, but he's still under contract.
I'm honestly surprised they still kept with signing him after he no-sold a pile driver through a table from the top of a ladder.
Yeah.
And just stood up. You know, he's young. He made a mistake. I'm surprised they signed, like, he's a small guy, so.
Yeah.
We'll see how it turns out. It may be a mistake that cost him his position, though.
I guess we'll find out. But he would also probably be pigeonholed for 205, wouldn't he?
If he gets that far.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, and it's like, and I think, unfortunately, as much as that's a great, you know, they're a great bunch of guys in there, it's really limiting to be on that show.
I hope
they
might be getting rid of that show.
Well, what would they do? They turn it into something else, maybe?
Supposedly, they're pitching a Facebook Live show on Tuesdays.
Ooh.
That I heard Dave Meltzer talk about it, that if they do this Facebook Live show, they're either going to have 4 hours of TV production a week, or they're going to, or 205 Live is going to get the axe, which means they would all be on, I don't think they would get rid of it completely, no. But I think they would all end up on Raw, and then you wouldn't see as many, and then you'd see talent releases after that because they don't have as many places.
222-1280 Star Toys. Remember, we just got a text from our good friend Mad Dog. He says Ruby Riott makes Moolah look hot.
And he also thinks Paige is fat faced and he doesn't know how to spell sucks.
Oh yeah, but you know.
I'm sure Mad Dog's a 10 though. Sure he's a 10.
No, but I gotta say that Paige, I mean, we've seen a little too much of her recently. You know, I mean, that's funny that she, when she comes back, at least they didn't bring her back to SmackDown, because then the Usos would have had more material for when she was out there with what's his name? Austin.
Xavier Woods.
Yeah, Xavier Woods.
Who also plays for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I saw that. He's like a defensive
man. He had a great game.
This is terrible. But yeah, so, man, there's a lot of shakeups going on. I kind of like it. You know, they're doing it early so they can, you know, maybe we'll see. And I'm hoping we do see the women's Royal Rumble. I don't know how they would work it, though. They couldn't do
Hopefully better than some of the other Battle Royals where you got to go through the middle rope instead of over the top.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Jeez.
You get Gail Kim in it, right? Maybe she's retired.
Gail Kim can roll out the bottom and just walk away.
She retired. She's retired from TNA like a couple weeks ago.
They said there could be a way for them to bring in Ronda Rousey if they do that.
Oh, yeah?
Because she's been working, and she's gonna end up on WWE. She's gonna be at WrestleMania.
Oh, probably. Yeah. She's not interested in going back to she's still ranked, believe it or not, in the women's division, bantamweight division in UFC. But I don't think she has any interest in going back.
I want to get kicked in the face for real again either.
Yeah.
Oh, certainly. She can come to WWE and make that kind of money she's going to make.
Yeah. She made like millions losing her last fight. So, you know, I mean, but you would, what about her coming in? How would they do that?
Bring her in a surprise entrant in Battle Royal, have her win. Take on the women's champion for SmackDown. Maybe, you know, a certain queen.
Interesting. So, you know, any of those girls who work for WWE would be more than willing to lose to her just to get in the and then to get the rub.
Oh, the you'll get?
Yeah, oh, just yeah, to get the rub.
You got to pick one that's going to make the match be a watchable match. Charlotte would be.
I think Ronda would be great in a Royal Rumble. Have her come down to the last one, and then you could build up a rivalry at WrestleMania with her and someone else. You know, think about it.
Especially in Philly, that place would go nuts.
I know, in Philly, you know, I mean, as long as Roman Reigns doesn't win, it's okay.
Roman Reigns go win the Women's Battle Royal. James Ellsworth win the Women's Battle Royal.
He still got the briefcase, I believe.
He should have the Money in the Bank briefcase.
You know, he gave it to her. But 222-1280, Star Trouble, we got Troy from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Good. I'm glad we get the full staff in today.
Yeah, it's okay. Maybe it's too many. I like it when it's just Danny and I, because then we're the only ones talking. No, I'm kidding.
You guys do an excellent job as usual. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate the call. Thank you for calling.
And I just want to, before I start right quick, I just want to, when I was listening to the show a while back, but I never called in. I wanted to, but I told you my phone situation. Tell Tyshawn that I do have WWE 2K18, and it is an excellent game.
Is that for PlayStation 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You hear that, Danger Boy?
I already have it.
Okay. Okay.
I haven't played it yet, but I have it.
I've been meaning to respond to that. And your boy had me rolling last week. One more question.
Rick? Yeah, where are you, Rick?
One more question, Rick.
Shout out to you, man.
No, he goes, hold on, three more here. You know, that's
what he had me rolling, man. That was a good segment.
Look at that, Rick. People are recognizing you. Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, a few questions. First of all, when do you think we're going to get Braun Strowman and Triple H? Because you know it's going to happen.
In Triple H?
Yeah, Braun Strowman and Triple H, because you know from what happened at Survivor Series and then what happened in the Raw the next night. You know they're gonna fight me. But when do y'all think it's going to happen?
It's got to be a big one.
Yeah.
So if they're
WrestleMania?
I mean, if you look at Triple H, it looks like they're trying to line up two opponents for him, Braun Strowman, Kurt Angle.
Yes.
So it's going to be one or the other. One's going to happen at Rumble. One's going to happen at WrestleMania.
But, I mean, could Kane also be up against Braun Strowman?
No, I know.
It looks like they wrote him off.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, too. I mean, he was so hurt a week ago that he's not going to be around for a few weeks.
It looks like Kane's still got that election going on. I don't know exactly when their election date is for that, but it's
yeah. In those southern states, they pick any time they want to vote for somebody. Yeah. I have no idea, but I love, you know what, I would, if Triple H just goes on a lower tier match at WrestleMania, I have no problem with it. Put him in the main event, and I'm going to have a problem with it. You know.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I didn't like though is a few pay-per-views back. Brock Lesnar defeated Braun Strowman and made it look easy.
Yeah, he did. He did it with one finishing move. And then we've talked about that too recently about how they want to reinforce his finisher as being it
until they let Roman Reigns kick.
Until someone can kick out of it. Yeah, until someone can kick out of it. No one's kicked out of it. And I mean, just Joe took it. He lost. Mm-hmm. You know, Braun Strowman took it. He lost.
AJ took it.
He lost. So it's like, you know, and then it makes more of a story, too, for the guys to fight that because they see it only happens once and they're going to lose. So they're going to do everything in their mind to stop from getting put in that position.
AJ
did a great job when he was wrestling him because he wiggled out of it a couple times before he finally got hit by it. But
you know, when I was watching that match, I meant that when I had called y'all that weekend, I meant to tell y'all that I bet you the finish is going to be AJ jumping off the rope and getting caught in an F5.
Yeah,
I called it.
It makes sense. If he was fighting Randy Orton, it would have been a RKO coming off the top rope. So they like to put excitement into the finish there. But, yeah, you could see that happening eventually. I mean, there's a couple times he almost got caught in that, too, coming off the top rope, and he actually wiggled out. So eventually he got it.
You know, I think Braun Strowman, I mean, I was like, who's going to be the next big man to take over the WWE and have success? Like Kevin Nash and like The Undertaker, that, you know, those two big men really, you know, were the two of the best big men around in the WWE. And Braun Strowman has stepped up to the plate. He is one of Vince's best finds in years.
He's one of the best pushed wrestlers on WWE since he broke away from the Wyatt family. Okay, which a lot of people probably don't even remember.
Right.
You know, but I mean, yeah, I agree. I mean, he saw that guy and he said, you know what? This guy can be unstoppable. I can make him into this creature that's just going to destroy everybody. And I think he's done a great job. Unfortunately, you know, he had a shot against Brock and lost. And I think, you know, he doesn't lose often. That's for sure. He lost to Roman Reigns, though, too.
Well, they don't want to put him up. He beat
Roman Reigns, too.
They don't have an opponent for Brock right now for Royal Rumble that they've been pushing. And they could make it Braun Strowman, but they don't want to hurt him again by having him lose that match.
Yeah.
They want to save it.
Yeah, so maybe we're going to get, like, Triple H in him, or maybe, you know, I don't know who else besides Triple H they could work up to WrestleMania with him. But, Troy, thanks for calling. We got to go to commercial break. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us to that number. Danger, by the way, Mad Dog says he's a minus 10. I say he's much more handsome than he's giving himself credit for.
At least a minus 4.
We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
After a serious crash, do you believe experience matters? At William Attar, we do. Our experienced litigation team is ready to start an investigation immediately, and we can answer your questions right now. We have litigated thousands of serious injury cases because we are upstate New York's largest firm focused on motor vehicle accidents. Hurt in a car? Call William Attar at 444-4444, Main Street, Williamsville, West Main Street, Rochester.
Okay, clogged pores. I've had it. You think I don't notice your pesky blackheads? It's all I see. Why else would I be dodging photos, yelling back up, zoom out, not so close? But now, I've got Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strips. With natural charcoal, they pluck out stubborn dirt, oil, and even blackheads in just one strip. So go ahead, snap away. With Biore, I have finally found the skin of my dreams. Biore, free your pores.
Hey guys, this is Mickey James, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic.
Peter's singing over here.
Are you air fiddling or air violining? I don't know.
Something sounds wrong about air fiddling.
Air fiddling. Matt Lauer, were you? No, sorry. All right, welcome back
to
the show.
Too soon.
Well, I want to do some quick news before we get back into discussion. USA is advertising a one-hour NXT show on Wednesday, December 13th. So if you've never seen the NXT because you don't have the network, write down this date. Wednesday, December 13th. It'll be at 7 o'clock on USA. It's a whole week of WWE programming, including their Tribute to the Troops annual show.
Can we see the Marine 47 that week?
Yeah, well, I think we'll get Marine 4 and 5 on back-to-back nights, because there were so many questions left from Marine 4 that I had to see 5. But also some other news. We just talked about Lesnar's Rumble opponent. They're not really sure who it's going to be. Most likely it's going to be a non-title fight. That makes no sense. We can put him against Samoa Joe again or something. Joe and Finn. Yeah, they're working Joe and Finn.
If only Finn was over.
How come Bray Wyatt just suddenly got pushed way down the line? Because
he got sick, and they want to get that taste of the Sister Abigail thing they never did out of our mouth.
Yeah, they built up and they had to cancel at the last minute.
I'm so glad.
Yeah,
saved by the
sickness. That might have been Paige, you know. It may have been, you know.
It was going to be him dressed as a woman
the first time, but eventually there may have actually progressed to an actual woman coming out. But that right now we don't have a Lesnar's opponent, so it's going to have to be made up in the next few weeks. And they've got December 18th Raw in Providence.
They got 2 months.
Is next time Lesnar's going to be on TV. So we have, but they're going to, he's not on TV that often to set this up. So December 18th, they're going to be doing live Raw in Providence. Watch for Lesnar that day, because that will probably tell you who he's going to take on at the Royal Rumble. A lot of interesting news things. CM Punk is ready for his second fight in UFC. It'll probably be announced maybe this weekend. Maybe, he's up in Detroit for UFC 218 this weekend. So maybe we'll get the news from him. Let's see, any news? Oh, yeah, listen, they had a trailer out. I don't know if you saw the trailer for the Andre the Giant movie that HBO is producing, but it just came out, like, yesterday.
Looks good.
It does. You know, it's like They're using stock footage as well as some other stuff. So it's
originally,
like,
I know, so Bill Simmons, I believe, is one of the producers on this. And I believe he wanted to do it as a 30 for 30 originally when he was working for ESPN. And then that was one of the big things when he signed with HBO was what they were going to do. And it's finally coming to fruition that they're doing the Andre
with
stuff.
With full cooperation from the WWE. Yeah. You know, and the fact that I think they get an executive producer credit on it, too. So be very interesting. It's coming out in the spring of 2018 on HBO. Look for it. Corey Graves is going to be hosting a new show called Straight to the Source, starting in the network beginning this month. Starting Monday night, right after Raw ends. And what it is he's going to do a one-on-one. He's going to take questions from people for stars, and he's got Roman Reigns as the first guest on it. So it's going to be this Monday night if you want to see, like, a real interview with Roman Reigns.
I hope they have a really good screener of the calls, or the questions.
Yeah, Artiste, you heard that?
And a good script of the answers?
I'm sure they can't go. I'm sure that it's like their tweets that go on during the pay-per-view. If you write anything smart on there, you're never going to get on it. So you just have
you
to...
You don't even get on it when you're in the house show when you write something smart.
I know. You got to suck up to them and say, wow, greatest match I've ever seen. Hashtag whatever. You know?
I mean, we could just put our own patented twist on it and bet on it. We could do an over-under how many times he refers to himself as the big dog during the show.
Yeah.
I save my betting for the Rumble.
Yeah, you got to save the money. The Rumble.
Betting season is approaching.
The Rumble is coming up. Ring of Honor wrestler how do you say this name? Margasalia? I don't know. Marsgalia, that's right. He's going to be in a movie called The Fine coming out. I'm trying to remember if that's his wrestling name or if that's his real name, and I don't know his wrestling name. But got a guy from Ring of Honor who's actually starring in a movie. It looks like a pretty, pretty cool thing. Impact Wrestling, like I said earlier, is moving. They closed their offices in Nashville as of yesterday and are moving to Toronto, Ontario. They will be, which is closer to us. I don't have a problem with that. Maybe they'll have bigger shows in the Toronto area. Look for an autobiography from WWE legend Vader. It's complete, and it'll be released around WrestleMania 34 time. And you know who's rewriting it with him? Did you see that?
Kenny Casanova.
The guy we had on. Remember when we had on Kamala? And he ghost wrote the book with Kamala. And so they came on at the same time. It was probably one of the most confusing shows we've ever done before. Just because I remember we had like three guys on the phone line or whatever at the same time. It was a little confusing. But Kenny Casanova has suddenly become the guy to go to if you're writing your Legends book.
A story we covered a couple of weeks ago about David Otunga having a protection order against him.
Yeah.
It was dropped this week. The request was dropped. Jennifer Hudson pretty much said she made the whole thing up.
Yeah, the only why she did it was because
she wanted custody of the kid.
Yeah, but she was also going to be on the road for a lot, and so she realized that she couldn't take care of the child while she was flying to London every week.
The same way she has been since the child was born. So So David Otunga has primary custody of his child.
Pretty wild. We're done for today. I want to thank you for listening. Next week, we got a big guest in the studio with us, right? Is it next week?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, who
is next week, Dan?
I just totally spaced.
Wrestling!
Although, I'll tell you a funny story off the air.
Okay.
I have to retire my wrestling sign.
Oh, no. We're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. Check us out online. Be our friend on Facebook. We'll see you next week, folks.